We go back into the chat on Radio Life and Style. If you're just joining us, just tuning in, welcome. Welcome, one and all. You're on The Morning Show with Mike in the Morning. And, I hope it's a good morning to you. Maybe you didn't sleep so well, like that last track. That was Corinne Bailey-Ray saying she had trouble sleeping. Sam Smith just before that saying, how do you sleep? And that is the question, because if you've been listening to this show over the last couple of weeks, you'll know there's a bit of a common theme that runs through our Fridays, and that is sleep is in the spotlight internationally. The awareness around sleep health and how it affects the rest of your day, the rest of your life, really, it's massively in the spotlight. And keeping with international trends, we bring you the best experts on all fronts here on Radio Life and Style. And when it comes to matters of mattress and bed and sleep health, well, we don't beat around the bush. We take you to the fundi. And Prasanth Sivanarayan is the CEO and Executive Director at Lilacs and Serta South Africa. He's becoming quite a regular here on Radio Life and Style, and he's on The Morning Show with me on the microphone right now. Prasanth, welcome back for a fresh Friday. How are you feeling? How did you sleep?
Great. Well, wonderfully. Thank you. Just a rough week, and I got up this morning feeling like it's a Monday morning. Recharged.
That's the way everyone should be waking up in a perfect world. And look, we've had some great discussions over the last couple of shows on a Friday. We've recently come through World Sleep Awareness Month. And just to kind of set the scene, as opposed to recap for listeners who might have missed some of our previous chats, we've also been fielding some questions from the general public, and I've kind of compiled them into a bit of a list here this morning. For people who've been told to choose between firm, medium, or plush mattresses, I mean, those are the typical labels that are still used today. Is that the way we should still be thinking about buying a bed and sorting out a rough night's sleep?
No, definitely not. So that's part of the initiative that we are leading, because we believe that buying a bed based on firm, medium, and plush is purely an indication of feel. It's sold as firm, medium, and plush is sold as comfort, and as well as firm, medium, and plush has different price points. So kind of the customer is led to believe that it's actually more important than it actually is. So firm, medium, and plush is merely a feel. In fact, you've got to understand support before buying a bed.
Aha. So this is another sort of phrase that's popped up in some of our discussions, and you often say comfort is not the same as support. Let's explain the difference there and why so many people confuse the two when buying a mattress.
Okay, yeah. So comfort, in fact, comfort is actually feel plus support.
Okay, so it's a bit of an equation.
Yeah, exactly. So comfort is, so firm, medium, and plush is an indication of your feel. Now, understanding that your body is more likely to adapt to any feel. But what feels uncomfortable more often than not is a lack of support. So that's what's very important. Now, when we're building a bed, we look at support and feel as two mutually exclusive elements to making a bed. But when you put it together and a customer sleeps on it, automatically you feel that you understand the way the bed feels as an indication of the comfort.
Yeah.
But the hospitality industry actually proves this quite well. It's you can go into a hotel and you can sleep on and have an amazing night's sleep, and both you and your partner love the product that you're on, but your partner may prefer something firm or you think you prefer something medium, but that's basically subjective. So feel is how you go to sleep at night. Support is how you get up feeling in the morning.
Ah, and you kind of touched on something there that I think is maybe one of the most misleading factors in mattress shopping. It's this idea of firmness. How does that contribute to high mattress return rates globally? I mean, you got access to these figures. What do you see?
Yeah. So the industry norm, well, the global norm can be as high as 7% of all beds come back.
Really?
And the one of the leading causes of beds being returned as well is due to the comfort. And what we believe is basically comfort and support are basically when people are unhappy based on a firmness, it's purely because your body is not getting the support it requires. More often than not, it's not getting the support it's required. It's got very little to do with firm, medium, or plush, actually.
Okay, so you might think it's a firm, medium, or plush kind of comfort issue, but when really the underlying thing that you're experiencing is a lack of support, and that's why you're just not getting used to this. It's not right for you.
Agreed.
Let's kind of zero in on your philosophy, which focuses on these three components: comfort, support, and then hygiene as well. Why are these the real pillars of good sleep, and why should consumers stop shopping based on feel?
Okay, that's an interesting question. So I believe we boast some of the lowest return to manufacture rates in the industry. And that's obviously an indication of the quality of your bed.
Yeah, you're doing something right.
Yeah. So basically, when we look at manufacturing a bed, we consider three things: your overall comfort, the support, which is influenced by the support, and your hygiene. In fact, we don't actually even consider the firm, medium, and plush part of it. So we never actually did. I mean, it became an industry norm where people did firm, medium, and plush, and we'd obviously look at the overall feel. But when we're building a bed, you look at the support system first. You understand your support. Support is an awareness. Support is knowledge. Support is understanding. You can't feel support going into a shop floor. You'll experience feel, but not support. So those are the three components we believe that in order to get your to get the make the for the bed to be the most comfortable surface, you need to have you need to understand support, and more importantly, hygiene. Hey. And with the type of comfort layers, that the firmness, the layers that we use, that we call it comfort layers, being that enhance your feel, we pretty much have an understanding of what needs to go then, what's the bare essential you need to make the feel comfortable.
And if you're listening to this, just joining the middle of the interview right now, in conversation with Prasanth Sivanarayan, CEO and Executive Director at Lilacs and Serta South Africa. You can open your laptop right now, check out serta.co.za or lilacs.com while we're having the chat and see what we're talking about here. Let's talk a little bit more about support, Prasanth. Why is the spring system or the support core far more important than the foam layers that people usually focus on?
Okay, so bear in mind, I mean, foam has its purpose in beds, and it's essential to enhance your comfort. But the spring system, very often, I do not believe foam and fiber can replace the need for a core, a spring system. So what's important is to also understand you get various types of spring systems, support systems, to which. And when you understand your support systems, then you'll understand the value of having the spring system out there. So as time goes by, your body adapts to your body adjusts, your foam settles, your fibers settle, and it kind of, the feel changes in time. But what does not, and as the feel changes, if you're given the right support, it actually, your bed still feels amazing. So the important thing is to actually understand their support. And that's where we've focused a lot of our product development on, based on support.
Ah, and you see, it seems like many modern mattresses are really foam focused or heavily foam based.
Yes.
What are the drawbacks of a foam rich mattress when it comes to even elements like heat retention or hygiene or durability, mm-hmm. or I suppose long-term spinal support? That's the thing I'm most worried about.
Yes. So traditionally, as I said, foam is great for a comfort layer, but you cannot use it as a substitute for a spring system. I mean, right down to basics. I mean, foam gets fatigue over time. Foam is react as you push a piece of foam down, it takes a while to recover. Whereas with a spring system, as you push the spring down, you get this pressure coming back up. You know,
the resistance
is there. Sorry, that's the word I was looking for. So that's the important part of understanding the use of a spring. So let's look at pelvic alignment, spinal alignment. All of those things are made possible with the spring system. rather than foam does offers you very little of that support, if any. Foam, and now they use fiber pads as well, and it's the same thing.
Well, look, you could buy a rolled up foam thing from China, and it arrives in a little sleeping bag, a pill box, and you open it up, and pff, there's your thing. But you're going to definitely regret it as time goes by. Let's talk about now one of the biggest sea changes in sleep technology. In living memory, I would say. Your patented best of both technology, which combines mini pocket springs with the Miracoil spring system. What makes this so different from traditional pocket spring or standard foam top mattresses? Because this is, I think, the penny still has to drop for a lot of people to realize just how revolutionary this is.
Well, this, in my opinion, is an absolute game changer. And in fact, what it does is it highlights the importance of understanding the difference between support and feel. And in fact, also understanding that your support systems, within the support systems, you've got various different qualities of a spring unit that help enhance your sleep and give you what you're looking for. So as I said, buying a bed is an awareness, understanding the support system. So what happens is, for example, you look at the pocket coil. Pocket coil is amazing technology, and it's very widely used at the moment. Some of the most expensive beds in the world have pockets at the moment, and it's a fantastic technology. But when you compare it to the Miracoil, they're both support systems, but the Miracoil gives you more support, where the pocket enhances your comfort a little bit more. So it does not, the pocket does not give you the type of support that the Miracoil gives you, but and the Miracoil doesn't give you the level of comfort that the pocket gives you. So this was the combination where we took the best of both and we combined it, because people had to choose, do I choose one or the other? So what had happened is we actually did a design patent and combined the two. And this purely just highlights the importance of understanding your support before you're buying a bed. The minute you start off with firm, medium, or plush, you're going down the wrong path. I mean, every single person, well, most people who've bought a bed that are unhappy with what they've purchased, bought it based on firm, medium, and plush, because that was the traditional way of buying beds. So the important thing is, along with this technology we've got, we've also got Miracoil spring system, which I believe we're the only people around that have that. And in my opinion, I think that was the best spring system, support system out there. And it was designed in America, and so all leading hospitality and all of those things utilize this technology as well.
Now you've taken it, you've built upon it, you've improved it with this best of both, as the name says. And when someone is buying a mattress online and can't physically lie on it, you know, first, how can they still make a confident and informed decision instead of just guessing?
Well, and this is what I think put us to a whole new level, and changing the way the world buys beds. Now, we're all aware that the largest selling retail platform for beds right now, fastest growing, is actually online,
which I didn't realize.
Exactly. So what happens is, it's important to understand. I think firm, medium, and plush was unintentionally used by the industry in order to get you to come to feel a bed to buy it in store. But obviously, firm, medium, and plush is also quite subjective. But when you understand the difference of the support systems, support is an awareness. Support is knowledge. I mean, even if you walk into a store, you cannot feel support. Support is experienced over time. So you need to understand the various support systems and make an informed decision based on that. Now, the one thing is, when you walk into a store traditionally, I mean, there's 10 beds on the floor, they all feel great, but they're totally different price points. So, paradox of choice starts. So, I actually believe that we've actually, based on the technology we have at Lilacs and Sutter, we've created a new way of purchasing beds. So, if you go on to bluerocksleep.co.za, you'll actually see this new way that we've created to buy a bed, where you don't have the paradox of choice. There's not 100 different products there. There's a product where you understand your support and you choose your feel, and we believe you can choose whatever feel you want. It's at the same price, and we believe you'll get used to choosing any feel. Whatever feel you choose, we believe you'll be happy with. In fact, in order to highlight this as well, is the best of both is only available in one feel. that we're selling on and some of our the other partner websites like Zen and Z's, Dream Republic, and Veg Studio. So I think it's important. People are now making better decisions online by understanding your support.
And you're getting the picture right here on Radio Life and Style, keeping you in the know and on the forefront. And if you're concerned about, you know, online purchases, if you're the kind of person that gets nervous when it comes to doing any kind of online transactions, well, mattress shopping online might feel risky for some customers. What should people actually be looking for beyond marketing words like luxury or premium or plush to know that they're buying the right bed, the real deal, Prasanth?
Yeah. So basically, what they need to do is actually just understand the support. You see, the type of foams that people use, even the comfort layers, those adapt during time. Foam gets fatigued over time. Fibers settle. The important thing to worry about is to actually understand your support system. And having said that, some people have compromised on the support system. So I believe that by using lower coil count spring units and things like that. So it's important to understand the support system that you have. I think that's the most important thing. And there is, in my opinion, no substitute for a spring system. So full foam, fiber cores, for me, that's not the way you should be actually purchasing a bed.
Well, if you didn't know, you're starting to learn right now. And as we wrap up our chat, if you could give every consumer, every listener, just one piece of advice before they buy their next mattress, especially online, what would it be so they avoid making an expensive mistake?
Yes. So awareness. Just be aware. Ask the right questions. Just lie down on a bed and feel that this feels right for me, because more often than not it's not going to. So it's important to understand the technology that's inside your bed. I mean, I've found that we've evolved so much from a technology perspective, but people are still unhappy, more unhappy now with their purchases than they've ever been. And that's purely because you've got people using all types of product, grades of product, to put everything into a bed, seal it up and sell it to you. And there's no indication that how your bed feels now is going to feel the same in 2 years or 3 years. An uncomfortable product takes a while for you to feel that it's uncomfortable. So always understand your support first. And if somebody starts talking about firm, medium, and plush, just cancel the noise and just be aware of what's in there.
You get it from the source right here on Radio Life and Style, from a man who knows his mattresses and bedding technology, Prasanth Sivanarayan. He's the CEO and Executive Director at Lilax and Serta South Africa, and the man behind the development of this new sleep technology, the best of both the spring support system. It's a real game changer. And Prasanth, you mentioned some great online partners and portals that folks can check out. One more time, where can we find the best of both online?
So the best of both is available at zenandzs.com, zennzzz.com, bedstudio.co.za, and dreamrepublic.co.za. However, pop up to the Serta website, serta.co.za, and you'll be able to have a look, see who our partners there, where it's available, and and you're more than welcome to, if for in this area, we've got at the Blue Rock Premium Outlets, the some of the products are showcased there. That's our concept store. Please feel free to pop around to Outlet Park in Umhlanga and have a look. Just have a look at what are the technologies that are out there. And just if we can help you make an informed decision, that would be great.
There you go, for the best sleep of your life. And you've been hearing it here on Radio Life and Style. And Prasanth, looking forward to having another chat on the radio real soon. What do you say?
Thank you so much. It's always wonderful being here. Thanks.
Yay, Mike. Back to the music. And here's Michael Learns to Rock with a track called Sleeping Child. You see, that could be you, sleeping like a baby. Check out serta.co.za.